Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much this afternoon. We pray the Lord. We are grateful for a camp that you have called us in. We are also grateful for the opportunity to be gathered together to hear your word for many days in this camp. We are very, very convinced that, Lord, our lives will change in this camp because we are called. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, oh God, that as we start this session, Father, we pray that may your Spirit be here and lead us and help us to know that we are called in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody should help Nuti at the gate. Yes, go and help Nuti over there. Oh, I can't feel you. Are you here in the camp?
Yeah.
Are you here in the camp?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, since morning, we haven't had any session. We went to the prayer gardens to pray, and then we went to have breakfast. Then the rain sets in. We went to... Did you have a good sleep? But when if I ask you to sleep, you don't sleep because you are wiser than King Solomon. Some of you didn't sleep and all that. Now, after this session, we are going to have supper. After supper, we are coming back, and I'll close you deep into the night. The session ends, the whole camp ends this evening. Tomorrow morning, your buses will be here. Tomorrow morning, we'll go back to Accra. All right? So I want you to be very attentive. It's a short session, to be very attentive, and I believe that God will help us. Say amen.
Yeah.
Now, once again, our theme for this camp is called Many Are Called. Everybody say, Many Are Called. Say, Many Are Called. Say, I am called. And tell your neighbor, you are also called. Amen. Now, for the last 2 days, I've been successfully trying to explain to you and to convince you that you are called. And so I've explained to you in this camp that God has called you. Put our scripture there. Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. It says, many are called. Don't forget that scripture. It should be one of the scriptures you should know. Many are called. Have you seen the scripture? Many are called. This is NLT. It says, for many are called, but few are chosen. Many people are called. God is in the business of calling many people. God is in the business of calling many people. And I was explaining to you that every church has a doctrine. Every church has a set of teaching. In some churches, it's faith. If you enter that church, they will talk about faith. Faith is important. Faith, I'm not saying faith is not. Faith is very, very good. In some other churches, it's healing. You'll be healed in your spirit. You'll be healed in your body. You'll be healed everywhere. Another church, another doctrine that is in another church is marriage. How your marriage must work, how your mother-in-law must be happy with you, how your father-in-law must buy private jets. Everything is about how to get a girl and marry her, how not to divorce, how to stay married to eternity, how not to allow your wife to leave your house. Everything is about marriage. Another church, the doctrine there is prophecy. When we get to church, it's prophesying. Everybody say prophesying. And last night, I prophesied to people here, two of us. Yeah. And the prophecies were correct and accurate. My God. You like this, your mother is called gifty, two of us.
True.
Huh?
True.
Cash. No, my prophecies... my prophecies are sharp. Yeah. But in our church here, clap for Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. Clap for Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. Our church here, our doctrine is work for the Lord. Work for... If you arrive here first day, you are called. You are God. God has called you to come and work. Here, when we come here, our church here, our emphasis, all right? Our doctrine is that work for the Lord. So we believe that when God calls us, God is calling us to come and work for him. Is it clear? Yes. Why is God calling us? God is calling us to work for him. This is what we believe in this church. Yes, we believe in faith. We believe in healing. We believe in marriage. But those are not the main things here. The main thing in this church is that you are a shepherd. Even in I Church, you are a shepherd. In K Church, you are a shepherd. In J Church, that is why you are sitting down here, you are a shepherd. So when somebody, if somebody see me or hear me preach this thing to you, they'll be like, why are you preaching many are called to children? In our church, this is what we believe. This is the food we eat. Now, when a baby is born, the baby depends on breast milk for 6 months. It is called exclusive breastfeeding. After 6 months, the baby now eats from the family pot. It is called complementary feeding. I get what I'm trying to understand, what I'm explaining. You don't understand, but you're saying yes, it's okay. You understand it, Randy. So in this church, we eat the same food that our parents eat. Clap for Jesus. The same food. I will not bring myself here to teach you about Noah's Ark. No, I don't teach you Noah's Ark. After knowing Noah's Ark, what happens to you? Noah built an ark. Then what happens? And one of the people I think that has really helped our church by the grace of God, who is in heaven right now, is Bishop Oko Boteduku. Clap for Bishop Oko. Clap for Bishop. Look, Bishop Oko. Bishop Oko, God bless him in heaven. Yeah. God bless him. Bishop Oko was a man of faith to believe. Look, I don't know what prophet told him, but whatever discussion prophet has had with him, I believe in my heart that Bishop Oko really understood what prophet said and he carried it out. For which reason, we have created a church atmosphere for young people like you. You see, what you are seeing here, that I've gathered about 157 of you to come to a camp, it doesn't exist in many churches. It doesn't exist though. When people even go for camp, I know a church, when they go for camp, there's football playing as part of the camp. They play football. You, since you came here, have you seen a football park? Yeah, they even play Ludo, hide and seek as part of the camp activities. Since you came here, it's been prayer, word of God, prayer. Well, a woman, they will do dancing stars. Inquire. Hey, don't give me sexy eyes. You, when I asked you to sleep, I saw you shouting. Today, if you sleep on me, illa, 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 aham, dalahil, harun. Hey. You see, so wake him up. This one, wake him up. Yeah. And so, Bishop, you see, it was Bishop Oko who made me understood that I can preach every message to the children. Yeah. One day I was with him, and then he picked a book. The title of the book was Top 10 Mistakes Pastors Make. Then he said, this one, we can preach it to the children. He opened the first page. Then he taught me that this is how you preach it to the children. Yeah. Bishop Oko, God bless you. Wherever Bishop Oko is, I believe that when he arrived in heaven, he would have heard the word, well done, thou good and faithful servant, well done. Clap for Bishop Oko Boteduku. Yeah. Clap for him. Yeah. So I'm very convinced that this thing I am preaching, many are called. You are called. You are very called. You are called. I have no doubt that in this church, you are called. Look, I am not here to teach you about Aaron's beard. Stand up and collect it. Stand up. Okay, look at him. When they say sleep, you'll be running around. Was he not the one shouting in the dormitory? He was the one. Are you still in the camp or you have gone to Bawi? Yeah. And so in our church here, Keep My Word Chapel International, we also believe that God has called every one of us. All of you looking at my face here, that I have brought you here from Accra, and I kept telling you, God has called you. And I told you that God has called you to come and work for Him. In this service, I want to show you 50 things you can do for God. 50 things God has called you to do for him. Yes. Because if God has called you, what it means is that he has appointed you for a special purpose. There is a reason God is calling you. Phoebe, there is a reason God is calling you. How old are you? 9 years. If you are in the house, come, Phoebe. You see, sometimes when I'm preaching, like, people think that I'm encouraging child labor. When you wake up, you are the firstborn. Where is Jela? Okay, Jela, I'll call you later. Phoebe, when you wake up in the house, do you work in the house? If you wake up, you don't do anything. You do something. So that is work. What do you do at home?
I lay the bed.
You lay the bed. Clap for her. Clap for her. Clap for her. It means that if you don't lay that bed, you will give your mother extra work to come and lay that bed. But because you have laid the bed, you have work in the house. Is that not it? Who else does something in the house when you wake up? Yes, Kayla, what do you do?
Wash bowls.
You wash bowls. It's work. I said clap. You die, you don't wash bowls. I said clap. Yeah. By washing the bowl, you are helping your mother and you are working. Ivy, what do you do?
Wash clothes.
You wash clothes. That's it. You wash clothes. She has worked in the house. Clap for her. What do you do?
I sweep the room.
Sweeping and mopping the room. Clap for her. Sweep. I said clap. Clap is a Greek word, which means put your hands together in French. Aplaudisse. Yeah. Who else does something? So the boys, you don't do anything. Say then, what do you do when you wake up?
I arrange the living room.
You do what?
I arrange the living room.
Arrange the living room. They have a living room that they arrange the place. Clap for him. Yeah. So most of you, when you wake up at home, you do something. Even though you may not, your work is not like your father's work, but you do a type of work. Are you back? What do you do at home?
Wash bowls.
Oh, Ninja German, he says he wash bowls. Are you back? You wash bowls. Oh, JJ, Malona. No, but have you washed bowls before? Before? Yes. Yes. Ulomo, if you wake up, what do you do? Eh?
No.
Oh, boy, Mbe.
Boshia.
Boshia, my friend. It's also a type of work. Clap for him. Clap for him. Yes, June, what do you do?
Please, I sweep the pot.
You sweep the pot. I should call your mother right now. Give me my phone. I'll call the mother and find out whether she sweeps the pot. But every one of you, by all means, you do something. You do something. And that thing you do is called work. Also in the church, God didn't just call pastors. Because you see, when you see this book written by Bishop Dark Hayward Mills, many are called, you think that it is a book written for pastors. It is not just for pastors. Anybody God has called, it means that God has appointed you for a special purpose. And that special purpose is what I am explaining to you, that you what do? You just be easy.
You sweep.
The way as in, I sweep. It's like the sweeping is not a serious sweeping. Or?
I sweep.
Yeah. Give me Numbers chapter 1, verse 50. Numbers 1, verse 50. Quickly. God has appointed all of us. When God, he said, look at it. He said, put the Levites in charge of the tabernacle of the covenant, along with all finishing and equipment. They must carry out the tabernacle. Give me this thing in King James. King James, please. King James, since you came to love NLT, everything is NLT. Look at King James. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all the things that belong to it, and they shall bear the tabernacle. Are you saying it? They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and they shall encamp around about the tabernacle. But thou shalt appoint the Levite. God has appointed you. Sit down. God has appointed you. God has called you, and God is appointing you over a certain responsibility. Yeah, I like the way the people here have said amen. God is giving you an appointment. Yeah, an appointment. An appointment that God is giving you a role. God is giving you a responsibility. Numbers chapter 3 verse 10. Numbers chapter 3 verse 10. Numbers chapter 3 verse 10. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons. In case you are confused, this one says Aaron. Aaron was a priest and his sons. And they shall wait on their priest's office. In this church, we serve God with our sons and daughters. Yeah. That is why I am preaching. Look, look, look. If you go to this camp we are having, our parents are having the same camp. How many of you have been seeing your parents? When we go there to eat, you'll be seeing your parents. The theme for their camp is also many are called. The same thing. The same thing. In this church, we serve God with our children. We serve God with our... That is why we will not leave you. No, we will not leave you. Or you are thinking that the theme for our camp will be Moses and his friends. Or the theme for our camp will be Aaron's beard. Or the theme for our camp will be creation. If I'm preaching about creation, first day God created heaven and earth. After and God rested on the seventh day, I would have finished my camp. I would have finished my camp in the first night. But here, you are called. So God has called you. If God has called you, God has appointed you to a responsibility. And that responsibility is what I'm about to share with you. 50 of the things you can do. If I mention three, you will say those three things you can't do. But I am mentioning 50 of the things you can do. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. 50 of them. How many of you are ready for the 50 things you can do in the church? After giving you 50 things, and you are still in the church, and you don't do anything, it's your problem. Tell your neighbor, it's your problem. Because you see, there are people here who don't do anything in the church. They don't do anything. Even there are people here who don't do anything in the house. If you don't do anything in the house, show by hands. You just wake up. The only thing you do in the house is you wake up and eat. I asked my son, "You, what do you do?" He said he eats. Ah, dear, ah. He said he eats. Well, it's like when he wake up, what he does is that he eats. He doesn't do anything. But for now, I am not worried. Small time will come, I'll be worried. The first thing you can do, are you ready for it? Is that, number one, you can join the choir. Write it down. You can join the choir. If you join the choir and you sing, you are doing something for God. Wake them up. No. Anybody you see sleepy, wake the person up. So that now when I give you time to go and sleep, you will sleep. Yeah, I heard you shouting. Me, pastor, I'm the one preaching the camp. There's no way I'll be preaching and I'll be sleepy. But me, when I leave here, I go to sleep. When I give you chance to go and sleep, look at the face. Look at the face. When I give you chance to go and sleep, when I give you chance, you'll be shouting. Wake them up. It's a camp. When I'll be hearing people shouting, hey, hey. I say, I'll get you here. I'll get you. What's the first thing you can do? All of you in the choir, stand up. All of you in the choir, stand up. All the people in the choir, all the people in the choir, God has called you and you are working for God. Clap for the choristers. Today they'll give us a song after this session, the choir will give us a song. Sit down. Anybody who is singing in the choir, look at me. Kimo, sit down. Anybody who has joined the choir, God has called you. And you are doing something for God. And God is, look, even, look at me. Even, you can ask your parents, when you work in the secular world, you are entitled to certain things. Look, fine protocol, and for security reasons, I can't tell you where I work. But where I work, I'm entitled to free medical care, at least. God forbid, but if I'm not well and I go to hospital, I will not pay money. If my children are not well and they go to hospital, they will not pay money. If my wife is not well and she goes to hospital, she will not pay money, at least. So you can imagine if you are working for an earthly company like this. How much more when you are working for God or you are doing something for God, the blessings will be in abundance. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Number two, you can lead praises and worship. Yeah, you can lead praise. We shouldn't have only one praise and worship person in the church. Like Eliana is not in church and then we are suffering. When Eliana traveled to Canada, I was suffering. I don't have praise and worship leader. Oh, since you left, I've been suffering. Oh, so when I saw you like this, I said, God, you have come. So when you left, it was, who was leading? Ivy, who and who? Kayla, Hebziba, and Ida. They were the people leading for me, yeah. And Ayeyi. Yeah, Ayeyi. We shouldn't have just one praise and worship leader. What does it mean to do praise and worship? You are the one leading the praise and worship. This is our praising. Where are my instrumentalists? Where? I should beg them to play. Where is Nuti? Hey, since you became 10 years today. Today is Nuti's birthday. Nuti, come. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Oh, you don't sing?
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, may God bless you now. May God bless you now. May God bless you now.
May God bless you.
Hip, 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 hip.
Hooray!
Oh, the people here, you are not happy, it's Nuti's birthday.
Hooray!
Is the piano not working? Come and sit by the piano. Since you became a star and adult church have been coming to beg you to play for them, you have also become proud. Hey, hey. Hey, catch you on your sea. So today is Nuti's birthday. And Nuti is 10 years by the grace of God. Hey, Hemziba, you go back to K Church. I'll send you back to K Church. You are worrying me too, man. You leave me alone. You are worrying me. So today is Nuti's birthday. Nuti, I've ordered for a cake. Before this session, the cake will arrive and I will cut it. Nuti of yesterday. What does it mean to lead praise and worship? You just sit by the drum. You just have to remove the song and we will sing to help you. Kayla, stand up. All the praise and worship people, come and stand here. Come to the front. Come to the front. Lift the song. Who is leading this? Who is leading the song? Which song are we singing? This is our Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Stand to your feet. I want you to know that this thing you see them do, it's not something greater you can do.
I throw my hands up to you, my Savior.
You know, clap.
And give you everything.
Everything.
All that I have.
Come on.
This is how I praise you.
I can't feel the energy.
I'm gonna dive in and give you everything, all that I
see. Come on.
I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
Why don't you have the words on the screen?
All you bow.
True.
My faith belongs to you.
Whoa. Oh.
This is our praise.
Come on.
This is our praise.
Everybody.
Sing, this is our praise. Cause you're amazing.
This one,
you are great.
What they are doing, everybody here can do it.
Yeah, you are everything. Sing, I'm in love with you.
With you.
Yes, I'm in love
with you.
All you brought me through.
Why you brought me through.
My faith belongs to
you.
This is our praise.
Everybody.
Sing, this is our praise.
This is our praise. Come on.
Glory to the King.
Glory to the King. King. To the one who raised on high.
Everybody sing.
You are not dancing.
Praises ring. To the one who reigns on high. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. To the one who.
Everybody sing.
Let to the one who reigns on high.
It's okay. This thing. Anybody can lead it. Yeah. Sometimes people make things mystical, and it looks as though only few selected, talented people can do. Everybody can do this. Hey, senior pastor, why are you standing? You can lead praises and worship. God has called you to lead praises and worship. Your school. That's your school. You have been leading songs in your school. Leading songs in your school and leading songs in the church is the same thing. Number three. You can play musical instruments. We're in this church. Nuti has been playing off key. Look, I was in a certain church and I had an organist. That man, he will rehearse with the choir on Saturdays. Even he will rehearse with the choir on Wednesdays and Saturdays. On Sunday, when they call the choir, this organist, he'll be doing pam 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 pam. He's looking for key. By the time he gets the key, the choir has finished singing. You have opened your mouth. By the time you get the key, no, the choir has finished singing. Yeah. You can play musical instruments. Set them, come. Set them is our main organist. Clap for set them. How long did it take you to learn this?
2 years.
2 years. If you start, Eliana, you can also play this one. Come. How long did it take you to learn the piano?
Like maybe 4 years.
4 years. If you are serious, it can take you 2 years. And 1 year, you can learn it. Who else can play the piano? Who else? You see, some of you are lying. You are lying. Nuti Papa, come. How long did it take you to learn the drum? As for Nuti, they were here when we saw Nuti struggling with the drums. But today, adult church write application that they want Nuti to come and play for them in the adult church. Well, why are you not clapping for Nuti? You don't use Nuti for anything. Nuti, how long did it take you to learn the drum?
2 years.
2 years. 2 years. We're here, Nuti will be praying. Brr, bang, brr, brr, bang. But today is better. Today is better. Yeah. The two of you, go and sit by the drum. You sit by the piano and you sit by the drum. And we sing it. Come. Eliana, come. Come. Lift a song. Start a song. Christ is my firm foundation. Let's go.
Christ. Firm foundation. Is the rock on which I stand. Everything around me shaken. I've never been more glad.
Keep singing, don't play.
I put my faith in Jesus. Cause he's never let me down. He's faithful to generations. So why would he fail now? He won't.
Oh, is it not nice?
He won't.
You are jealous, that's why you're not clapping.
He won't fail. He won't fail. And I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. And I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength. Cause I built my life on Jesus.
What they are doing, you can do the same thing, though.
Cause he's never let me down. He's faithful to every season.
So why? How many of you have seen that? How many of you have seen that the atmosphere has changed? You too. Every Saturday we have music school in our church. Yeah, but you will not join. Every Saturday you can bring yourself from the church. You can bring yourself from your house, to come and learn a musical instrument. Let me continue quickly. Number four, you can operate sound. Sound. It's also God has called people to do sound. Sound. I went to a certain church last week. I was in a certain church. Hey, I've seen that norm. Operating sound then is a gift. They had the best speaker. They had one of the best amps. But the sound then, look, I couldn't hear anything in the church. At a point, the pastor of the church had to put the microphone down and use manpower to preach. Is our sound not nice? Are you not hearing well when we speak? Yeah. Somebody is in charge of the sound. Please, mothers, help me. Somebody is in charge of the sound. The art of learning how to, and you see, all you young boys and girls, you can learn how to operate the sound. How do you tell me there's nothing to do in the church? How do you tell me? By the grace of God, we have a very beautiful and powerful amp in our church. In our J church. We have speakers, very nice. You can learn how to take care of the equipment. You can learn how to operate sound. If you are listening to me, any church you are in, you can learn how to operate sound. You don't have to go and call people from the adult church to come and operate sound. Next one. Projection of scriptures during service. God has called people to do that. Because when I mention a scripture, somebody put it on the screen. This small hall alone, there are three screens. If I mention a scripture, you see it on the screen. Somebody does that. Set or come. You. When come and stand here. When we started this church, Keep My Way Chapel International, and I was pastoring you from the beginning, did you know how to project scriptures?
No.
But he learned it. Everybody say he learned it.
Yeah.
You can listen. If you can take your mobile phone and make a call, you can learn how to put scriptures on this screen. How long did it take you to learn how to project scriptures?
Oh, 2 months.
2 months. Yeah. Some of you, when we say project the scripture, when we mention the scriptures, the service will end and the scripture hasn't come. I've seen some before. I've seen some. The scriptures will come after we have closed and we have gone home. But you can learn. When he says 2 months, 2 months is equal to 8 Sundays. 8 Sundays. May you also learn how to project scriptures on the screen. It is one of the things you can learn. It is not difficult. You don't have to do rocket science to know how to project. If you can project scriptures on the screen, show by hands. If you can project scriptures. One. Who again? Jaden. Yes, Jaden. Jaden two. Jaden can project scriptures. You are sitting in the chair. You are lying. So at the end of the day, you sleep on top. Nuti, you can also project scriptures. Which other Jaden do we have? Yes. So this Jaden does sound. Okay, and then this Jaden does scriptures. Yeah. Even Jaden, the last time we didn't have laptop in our church, he was using his tablet to project the scriptures on the screen. Those of you come to church, you'll be seeing it. Yeah. Come. How old are you?
9 years.
But you are sitting down here. You are 12 years with pubic hair. But you can't do this one. 9 years. 9 years are projecting scriptures. And you are 12 years. You are 10 years. You 11 years. You can't project scriptures. Even when we say Numbers chapter 3 verse 10. Numbers. What is Numbers? To project scriptures, you must know the books of the Bible. It's one of the things you must know. Numbers 3:10. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait upon their priest's office, and the stranger shall come at night and be put to death. You have to put it. When we mention another one, it will change. Clap for the projection stars. Yeah. Number six. The sixth thing you can do, or the sixth thing God has called you to do, is to visit new converts. Everybody say, visit new converts. When we get people in the church, when people come, it is people's responsibility to go and visit them. You have been visiting your friends. You can visit church members. Last two Sundays, I was in Bawi, and I visited. Who is here from Bawi? I came to your house that day. Most of the Bawi people, they are not in the camp today. Yeah. Visited people. I've gone to people's homes to visit them. Hey, June, I've come to your house to come and visit you before. Yeah. Some of you don't want me to come to your house because your parents will give me complaints. June, I put you in my car before and went to visit people at the chief's palace. I went to pick her on Saturday. She sat in my car and then we came to visit people. God has called you to also visit people. Yeah. You can be. You don't need to do a course in the university to learn how to visit people. It is one of the things that God has called you to do. Ayuba, have you visited anybody in the church before? Who? Who have you visited before? Eh? Two people. Who and who? Mention their name. Eh? Eh? Nilante. Okwanechi. Mention the name of the person. Hey, from today, we are all changing. We are going to be visiting people in Jesus' name. Yeah. I said we are going to be visiting people in Jesus' name. Yeah. Don't let people tell you and then when you go and visit, they'll kidnap you. Me, I go and visit. Nobody kidnap me. Learn how to visit church members. Somebody doesn't come to church one Sunday. We will go and visit the person. Oh, my name is Ernestina. I'm from Keep My Way Chapel International. And Reverend Ike has asked me to come and visit Erica because we didn't see her in church today. So if you see us, that is why we are here. Is it difficult to say this one? Is it difficult to say this one? Number 7. Another thing you can do in the church is to design church flyers. Do you know that the adult church, they do flyers for every Sunday and Tuesday service? Kiplet Church, we can also design. Some of you can design flyers. When you take your parents' mobile phone, you can do so many things with them. Some of you, as young as you are, you know how to use Canva. It's an app to design flyers. Some of you are good with computer. Can design flyers for our Sunday services and we'll share on our WhatsApp pages. Some of you have the flair for graphic design, but you don't do it. God is calling you. Say amen. Number 8, becoming an usher. One of the things I struggle in this church is to have ashes. I'm not even sure we have ashes. Pastor Junior, do we have ashes? We don't have ashes. Ashes are one of the people I don't have in my church. I'm struggling. When we make somebody an usher, now the following day you will not come to church. But I'm looking. Hey, you stand up. You, can you not be an usher? No, come. All of you, when you look at this gentleman, can he not be an usher? Can you not be an usher? Yes. Can you not be an usher? Why can't you be an usher? Eh? You don't know the thing. What thing? He doesn't know the usher. Who teach you how to become an usher? Yes. Who teach you? Anything you see people do, we teach them. You do you know how to become a chorister? You do know how to become a chorister, or we taught you how to become a chorister. We teach. Everything you see, we teach. Even me, as I'm standing here, I have been taught how to preach. All the people we started talking to, have you not seen that they say, I learned it 2 months, I learned it 1 year, I learned this, I learned this. Didn't you hear them say, everybody learned it. You can also learn it. Kayla, were you born with a microphone in your hand when you were coming out, you were holding mic?
No.
You should ask the people who sing how difficult it is to learn songs, especially Christian songs. Now, I don't know that thing. But do you want to become an usher? So what do you want to become? Is there? Nothing, you see? He doesn't want to become anything. And God has not called you to come to not become anything. That is why I am preaching what I am preaching. So that you don't sit in the church and become idle. So that you don't sit in the church and you don't do anything. And from today, you must be shy that you are in the church and you don't do anything. You, Phoebe, you say you are in the choir. By the time you are coming to church, the choir has finished singing. When I was pastoring our church in Tamale, I had a chorister. She's called Emanuela. She was part of the choir. But she will come after the choir has ministered. Today she's in the medical school. She will come after the choir has ministered. J Church. When Emanuela enters the church, I am getting ready to finish preaching. Some of you come to church very, very late. Very late. I don't know what you do at church. I don't know what you do at home. Whether they fry egg in your house or they prepare kinke or do wache on Sunday. I don't know. Come very late. I'm looking for ashes. If you want to be an usher, show by hand right now. I want looking for ashes. You, what do you do at church? Come. You see, if it is taking you a long time to know what you do, it means you don't do anything. What do you do?
Nothing.
Can you not become an usher? No, I'm asking you, can you not become an usher? When people enter the church, can you not tell them, please sit here? Please sit here. Can you not do that? So why are you in the church and you are not doing anything? Are you happy you are not doing anything? You see, when you don't do anything in church, the day you don't come to church, nobody notices it all. If I don't come to church, last week Sunday, I was not in church. How many of you noticed I wasn't in church? Yeah, all of you knew that I wasn't in church. If I'm in church, you know I wasn't in church. Who else wasn't in church on Sunday? Last Sunday, you didn't come to church. Stand up. Yes. Sunday, were you in church? Come. How many? Foolish man, foolish boy. When I said this boy should start, he said this one can be an usher. How many of you, J Church, how many of you noticed that this man was not in church? You see, nobody hands it up. Because you don't do anything.
I do something.
You do something. Even your something you do, they didn't even know you were not in church. How many of you knew this man was not in church? Look at his body and look at my body. He's a big man, he can carry me. But you were not in church and people were not aware you were not in church. What do you do in the church? What do you do?
I learn how to play the drum.
You are learning how to play the drum. Nuti, you are the head of drum department. Is he learning how to play drum? Have you seen him by the drum before?
Church. When you said that I should let you play.
He said he has been learning it at the adult church. Pastor Julian, he's learning how to play. Oh, clap for him. Pastor Julian has delivered you. Yeah. Look at how the girls are happy for you. Hey! Look at how Phoebe is clapping. Look at how Phoebe Adonte is clapping. Hey, Phoebe! Hey, catch your on your seat. Hey! Do something for God. So now he said he's playing drum. And everybody is saying that yes, he's playing drum. What are you doing? Right now, what do you want to do? How many of you say we should make him our usher? Is it the vote? Everybody is voting. Stand here. Stand on the thing so they can see you well. How many of you want him to become our chief usher in the Kiplet Church? How many of you are voting for him? Everybody's hand is up. Do you want to become an usher in the church?
Yes.
Oh, clap for him. Clap for him. Clap for him. And this man is your assistant. Do you want to assist him?
Yes.
Yeah, dede. Yeah. What's your name again?
Richmond.
Richmond and?
Elisha.
Elisha. So Elisha is our head usher. Clap for Elisha. Head usher. So you go and bring the offering back. Where is our offering bag? Please hold the offering bag so that we know. Where is the photographer? Please come and cut him picture. Come and so that we know that officially you to hold it. So that officially, you and your assistant, officially you have become the ushers. Please, you have been playing drum. Go and sit down. Drummer. Hold it. These are our certified ushers in the church. Clap for them. Yeah. Elisha assisted by. And you must get more people to join the ushering team. How many are you in the choir? You are about 20. Our choir, our stage is even small. Unless you have different choirs. It's 34, but only 20 I've been singing every Sunday. But on paper, we are about 34. Do you have boys in the choir? How many boys do you have in the choir? We have three boys in the choir. Why are the three boys who are in the choir? They didn't come to church today. You are in the choir. Stand up. Wow. Come and stand here. Choristers in the boys choristers. Has he sang in the choir before? This one. Stand here. Yeah. Most boys don't like joining the choir. Yeah. And in the Kipler church, one of the is in the choir. Are you now planning to join or you are part? Is he part of the choir? Say again. He's part of Dancing Stars. So he sings and he dances too. He's not in the choir, but why are you going? I didn't mention Dancing Stars. I said choir. One of the things we are going to do now, we are going to have boys who will be singing solo. Clap for boys who will be singing solo. Yeah. Kiplet, our church is going to be the best church in the city of Accra. Yeah. I remember when Ceci was here, Kayla was not singing. Ceci was the main soloist. When Ceci left, no, Kayla has become, the main star. Hey, on Sundays, if Kayla doesn't sing, preaching will not preach. I know Hepzibah is the one we are working on small, so that she can be doing solo for us. Hey, Hepzibah, when they get the mic, she'll run away. Elisha and Richmond, you are our certified ashes. Your work starts now. And so your work includes when people are coming to the hall, you will tell them where to sit. If you tell somebody to sit here and the person doesn't sit there, yay! Eli. but ashes don't fight. They don't fight. And we don't insult too. Hey. No, we don't do that. You be patient with the people. Do you understand? You are the last person to leave the church. When we close, you make sure if there are bottles and things, you clean around and all that. That is one of the... Before we start the service, you can make sure that the chairs are arranged properly. Make sure that we have offering back over here. Make sure there's anointing oil. Make sure there are envelopes. Do you understand? And then you make sure that nobody sits on my chair. If I'm not in church, don't say that, come and sit on Reverend's chair. The chair, nobody sits on pastor's chair. Do you understand? So I'll show you what to do. I'll train you to become proper ashes. Richmond, on Saturday, your house is closer to the church. You come to the church on Saturday to come and clean around. Are you seeing what I'm trying to say? All this thing, it means that God has called you to do this work. Clap for him. Yeah. Ayuba, come and join the choir. Hey, come and join the ashes. My God, this is my boy. What? Google. This is your head usher. This is the assistant. This is deputy. Ayuba, Saturdays you come to the church and come and find out whether the church has been clean. Hello, Ofe.
Mafi.
Yeah. And you will see how God will bless you. Listen. I started as an usher in UD. Yes. When our church started, we used to meet in the nursery classroom. Look, you people, when they say usher, you have not done any work. You see the nursery chairs and they are small. I'll pack the chairs out of the church and bring the church chairs, the plastic chairs, arrange it. When church closes, I'll take the plastic chairs out of the hall and I'll bring in the crutch chairs and arrange it again. That's work. I was the main usher. There is no, the only church work I've never done in my life is to I've been a choir director before. Yes, I used to direct the choir. That's why when you are singing, you see that when you are singing on Sundays, I tell you, smile, smile, smile. Yeah. The only church work I've not done was to sing solo before. I've played this piano before. Hey, people, you think that I've not? Yeah. I've been part of the dancing stars before. This evening, I'll show you something small. I'll show you something small. You see, that pastor is guy. And so, it is not an inferior work to be part of the ashes. It was taught of a man in the Bible called Obed-Edom. When they took the ark of God and put it in Obed-Edom's house. Do you understand? Oh, and the Bible said that the ark of God remained in Obed-Edom's house. As long as the ark of God was in Obed-Edom's house, God was blessing Obed-Edom. He was a servant. He took care of the ark of God. It's to clean it. Yeah. God will bless you. Listen, as God has called you, whatever work God has asked you to do, you will do that work and God will bless you. God will bless you. I believe with all my heart that God will bless all of you as you work for God. Number next. What number are we doing? What number? Number nine. You put sit down. Number nine. God has called you to participate in evangelism. Choir says, sit down. God has asked you to participate in what? Everybody say evangelism. Say evangelism. Yeah. Ayeyi, I took you on an evangelism on Saturday before at the chief palace. Where is Asida? You also came. They walked and then they came to them and said, Reverend, my leg. How many of you have joined me to evangelism before? You followed me to an evangelism before? Nuti, yes, I remember Nuti. Said them, yes, Kobe and all. We walked around to visit people, to talk to young people about Christ. Look, that is the only way our church can be full. Yeah. That is the only way our church can be full. We cannot sit down and expect that people will just come to our church. Can I get one plastic chair here? One of the chairs. Give me chair here. Let me sit down small. God has called you to win souls. To win souls. After singing, whatever. God, why are you giving me red? Give me black. Hey, Nuti, today that is your birthday, dear. We won't hear anything. Are you sure Nuti is 10 years? Oh, that is his football age. You don't know football age. You don't watch football. You say your club is Real Madrid. Hey, but you don't know any player in Real Madrid. Hey, Hebzi. Look at the scripture. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. May the Lord bless you as you work for him in Jesus' name. No, the point here, you are very good. I said, may the Lord bless you as you work for him. Yeah. 3 months, he was cleaning the ark of God. 3 months. 3 months, you see how your life will change. When I started going to church, I used to have one shirt, and one black trouser. Even the shirt, the armpit is torn. So when we go to church and they say, lift up your hands, I don't lift up my hands. Hebs, you are laughing at me. Seriously. And when I come back, I remove the shirt and I hang it. I wash it once a month. Because if I wash it every day, every Sunday, every week, it will fade. Then one day I appeared in church and I was wearing white shirt and tie, black tie. Then another time I appeared in church and I was wearing shirt and tie and jacket. My God, I was like suit. Many of you have never seen me wearing suits before, true of us. This Sunday you see me, this Sunday is pastoral appointment, you see me in suit and clerical. When they say I'm a reverend, you think it's a nickname. It's not a nickname, I'm a real man of God. See that Sunday I'll wear clerical. That clerical, when I put my hand on you, cash. Ezra, I've sacked you from the church. Hallelujah. Evangelism. Sit down. Tell your neighbor evangelism. Tell your neighbor evangelism. Tell your neighbor you can join the evangelism team. Look, there is nothing like evangelism team. All of us are part of the evangelism group. All of us. Saturdays, when we meet in the church, we can go out and talk to people. Hey, one of the people that helped us. Most of you came from the chief palace, Bawi chief palace, who are in our church. Sammy, most of them who came from the chief palace and are in our church, it was Solo. It was because of Solo. How many of you know Solo? Solomon who died, who went to swim and got drowned. It was Solo who led me to your homes. It was Solo. Solo said, Reverend, follow me. Let's go to this person's house. Let's go. It was Solo who sent me to Oko and Aquele's house. How many of you know Solo? Solomon, the boy who got drowned. Was it last year or last 2 years? 2 years ago, yes. Evangelism. That is how come many of you were here. Erica, I came to your house. When you were staying down, that your area was called what?
Zero.
Your area is, that's the zero. Which area is called the step-by-step? Step-by-step is where? Where is step-by-step? It's Bawi. And all the places Bawi, but they have Bawi Zero, Bawi step-by-step, Bawi Bulemi. Which one are coming from the Bulemi? Bulemi, I've never visited you before. Eh? Expect a visit next month. I'll come there to visit all of you in the Bulemi. I'll come there. When we call for evangelism, all of us must be part of evangelism. God has called us to evangelize. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. He said, I came not to call the righteous. Luke 5. I came not to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance. We must tell the world. We must tell young people about Jesus Christ. Because, listen. There's nothing like children's service hell. When children die and they are going to hell, they are also going to hell. And we must, look, I said, this work I've been doing, this work, 18th October will be 18 years I've been pastoring children. I've seen children die before. Children. That is why you can't be in this church and you not give your life to Christ. Every Sunday, when I finish preaching, you give your life to Christ. I don't know what is going to happen during the week. When I meet you again, you give your life to Christ. As for the heaven, then we must meet over there. The day I will die and I'll get to heaven, I should see you there. I should see, you should be calling me, Reverend Ike, my mansion is here. God has called us to evangelize to our friends, your classmates. You every Sunday have to come and wait for you. Every Sunday I have to come and wait for you. When I come, then your grandmother will tell me, Nuti. He drinks tea before he comes to church. This man, he's a rich man. Stand up. Pastor Julie, when we go to his house, the grandmother tells us that, Nuti. Big boy like you drink tea. He's a rich man. He drinks tea. Is that? He doesn't wake up early. Next one. Number 10. Help to mobilize people to church on Sundays. God has called you to mobilize. Who was with me one day went to mobilize people from the chief palace? Said them. Kobe, you were there. These people. Said them, how old are you?
12.
Swollen Sunday. 12-year-olds were bass. Mobilize. Look, people are gathered though. If we sit down that, the people will come, they will not come. We have to go and call them. We have to go and bring them. All of you sitting down here, you can help to mobilize. June, you can help to mobilize. Let's go to church. Let's go. Go and wait for somebody. Hey, some of you sitting down here, I've come to fetch water for you to bath before, and I've brought you to church as well. Next one, number 11. God has called you to lead prayer. Everybody say, I can lead prayer. It shouldn't be only said them who is leading prayer. Apart from said them, who else can lead prayer in the church? Nuti can lead prayer. We should be able to have prayer warriors who can lead prayer. You like this, if you are leading prayer, all the demons will run away. When they see your body, they know that, no. The man is mighty in spirit. And I'm saying once again that everything can be learnt. Hey, what do you do in K-Church? Come. Adipa is part of the praise and worship team. My God. Adipa, come. What do you do in K-Church?
Sing.
You sing. Adipa sings. Where are the K-Church choristers? All the K-Church choristers, come. K-Church choristers, come to me. Fano, are you part of the choir? Is Fano part of the choir? My son is part of the choir. My God. But K-Church, your choir boys are plenty. Lisa, you are in the choir. Kiki, you are not in K-Church, you are in I-Church. Who promoted you? You, Kiki, your church, what do you do? Come. I-Church, what do you do in I-Church? What do you do in I-Church? Eh? What do you do in I-Church? You sing. These are the K-Church choristers. They are more than that. Only few came for the camp. Today, tonight, the K-Church choristers will be giving us song. Powerful song. Yeah. People in K-Church. K-Church is between 4 and 6. There's nobody who is 7. Who is 7 years here? 7. It's 8 that you come to you come to J Church. 7 years up to J. So I have to promote them. They are singing, and you are 10 years. You say you not sing. Why won't you sing? K Church, do you have dancing stars? They are the same dancing stars. Look at this. Look at this. You are not clapping because you don't understand. You don't understand what is happening. Hey, Timothy, come. You, Timothy, what do you do? Come. Look at your red trouser. What do you do? Timo, come. What do you do? Fine boy like this. You don't do anything. Timothy, how old are you? Come and stand here. How old are you?
4.
4. What do you do at church? What do you do? Do you come to church every Sunday?
Yes.
You come every Sunday. What do you do? You don't do anything.
I sweep.
You sweep. You sweep where?
At church.
You sweep I church. How many of you have seen him sweeping I church before? But if Timothy is 4, Timothy should be in K church. He just turned 4 years. Then I have to do graduation so that some people can move to the next class. He is the one who packs the chair. Then he's an usher. Clap for him. Timothy, you are an usher, okay? Certified usher. Because you see, I don't understand why you see, when you are around for a while, we expect that you do something at church. The expectation. Jayla, come. Jayla, what do you do? Come. What do you do? What do you do on Sundays? You follow mommy. The point I am mentioning, following mommy is not part. Can you sing? Jayla, can you sing? Speak up. Can you sing?
Yes.
Can you dance?
No.
So if you can sing, you join the choir. I think she's in my church now. She's in J Church. Sunday, you join the choir. You go and write your name with Ayeyi. You are a choirista. Clap for her. Yeah. K Church, all of you go and sit down. Is Jacob also in the choir? Yes. Hey. Catch it on your seat. Timo, sit down. What number are we going? 11. So 11, we said that you will lead what? Prayer. Everybody here should learn how to lead prayer. Learn how to lead, whether you are a boy or you are a girl. Psalm 8 verse 2. Let's even start from verse 1. He said, "Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens." Verse 2. "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger." Out of the mouth of babes. Your mouth must produce prayer. Your mouth must produce song. And those prayer and song are intended to steal the enemy and the avenger. Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 12. You can join the dancing stars. Clap for Jesus. You can join the dancing stars. You can join the dancing stars. The groups that I struggle with. Come and change it for me. One of the groups that I struggle with is the dancing stars. They don't like rehearsals. When we close church, you see dancing stars going to buy popcorn and things. My dancing stars, they are not serious. But there's a guy in the dancing stars. I don't want to mention his name. You can see that he's trying. Hey, he loves to work. If everybody is going left, only him, he's going right. If everybody is going back, only him, he's coming forward. But he's determined to dance. Elena, do you know him? You've seen him. Since you came, you've seen him. It pained me that he wasn't at the camp. Oh, you help Z, eh? You help Z. The day they'll beat you in this church. Don't come and call me. Amen. You can join the dancing stars. Next one. Number 13. You can create social media content. Yeah, social media content. Yesterday, as I was preaching, Nuti was videoing the thing. You can put it on TikTok, on Facebook. Other children can listen. Social media content. Some of you can use your parents' phone to take videos. You can do the same thing during church. No, you can't take. You can do the same thing during church. You can take short videos. Social media content. Next one. You can join the drama group. Drama. Film stars. Our church, we don't have film stars. We used to have, but all the people have now become from Hussein, old men and women, ex-actresses and actors. Film stars. You can join the film stars. I'm going to form a new film stars. Yeah. New film stars. They will act play. Act play. Next one. You can volunteer to organize programs. Like as we are doing the camp now. You must be involved in planning of the camp. I see people going to call the rest. Let's go. It's time. Let's go. That thing shouldn't be the work of pastor. I'll come and call you. Come to session. Then we close them. No. There should be camp volunteers. You lead them to where we eat. Lead them to where we are going to sleep. Camp volunteers. When we are organizing our conference, you must be involved. Involved in rehearsals. Be part. You see, because you are children, your parents don't involve you in so many things. So you don't know what it means to be involved in things. But your story is changing in Jesus' name. Yeah. Next one. You can assist in cleaning the church before and after. You can assist in cleaning the church. Like tonight, I should have people who can help us to clean this hall and to mop this place nicely. Last year, when we came for camp here and we left, we didn't clean here. No, we didn't clean here. It is by the mercies of God that we've been given this place this year. They don't allow children to come for camp in this room. Flow in the anointing chapel. It's only prophet who has camp here. Even our parents, they brought us here. Air conditioning. How many air conditioners are here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Look at how you are sitting down comfortably. Look at the adult church. Did you see where they are? Open window room. Open window, open door and open window auditorium. But here we have air conditioning. If we like, we put it on. If we like, we put it off. Look at the screen. How many screens do we have here? 1, 2, 3. You are enjoying. Yesterday, I met a group that came here. They said they were come to have a camp. And they said they saw me. And they were asking me that, which hall are we? And I said, we are in the flow in the anointing. Is that the name of the? Okay. Yeah. And they said, hey. And then they said that, hey, your church is rich. I said, yeah, we are rich. But deep down, you know that the camp fee you paid was 50 Ghana. Even some of you can, you have not paid anything. You sat on the bus free. You came to eat free. You are sleeping free. You are sitting in the air-conditioned church free. Offering to your gift. Look at all this. But I'm not worried. I know what I'm doing. Next one. Next one. You can help with photography. Everybody say photography.
Photography.
How many of you have phones? You have a phone. During service, you can take pictures. Take pictures. If you take pictures every Sunday, one day you'll be perfect. You can go to Uncle Sammy and tell him to teach you how to take pictures. As you have come to the camp, he alone is taking pictures. You must learn how to take pictures and how to edit pictures. You should ask him. When I started pastoring him, he didn't know how to take pictures. Today, he's a professional photographer. He doesn't even have a camera. Today, he has a camera and he's taking pictures. He learned it. You can also learn it. You can take pictures for God. God has called you to take pictures. Go to him, he'll teach you. Tell him that I want to learn how to take pictures. You start with your phone. So you do, you say, no, this one is not good. Clean it. We don't take pictures like this. We take it this way. We don't take it this way. We take it this way. We don't take it this way. He will teach you how to. Seto, was he not teaching you today how to take the pictures? Yeah, Seto, I've started learning how to take pictures. Aside the projection. You don't want to learn anything. Nah, I just can't take church. We close. I just go home. I'm tired. I don't know that thing. You don't know that thing, Sesen. What number are we? 18. 18. Learn how to teach songs. Lead the church and teach them songs. Eliana, we must learn to teach songs. Don't expect me to come and teach you songs. The worldly songs, nobody taught you. You learn them. And so yourself, you can teach the songs. Some of you are good at teaching songs. Next one. You can lead to teach scriptures. By the grace of God in our church is Asida who teaches the scriptures. Saturdays, he will WhatsApp me. Reverend, what scripture are we learning tomorrow? And I'll give him the scripture for the week. Then how many of you have been seeing her leading us or teaching us the scriptures? Yeah, it is something you can also do. It's not difficult. It's not difficult at all. Next one. You can help with telepastoring. Everybody say telepastoring. Say telepastoring. Yeah. Telepastoring is calling church members. I used to share members for people to call. Who has done telepastoring with me before? Sedem, Kayla, Ayeyi. Hebzi, who have you called before? Hebzi, who have you called in this church before? Asida, Eliana, I used to give you a list of people you call to check on them. Telepastoring. God has called you to do that job. June, have you not done telepastoring before? You have done some before. Number what? 21. Let me do the 21. Then, choristers, you give us a song right now. Choristers, get ready. Then after that, we'll continue. Choristers, be getting ready. Next one, 21. You can become an administrator. Everybody say administrator.
Administrator.
I used to have an administrator. She was called Kayla. Mikayla Nanaya Jackson. She'll text me. Reverend, who do you want to have meeting with tomorrow Sunday? And I'll say, I want to see this person. Then she'll come and tell you, Reverend, I want to see you. Then she'll bring you to my office. If I don't want to see you, you can't come. Kayla will not bring you. If you are not part of the list, Kayla will not bring you. And that time, Sammy, how old was Kayla by that time? Kayla should be like 7 or 8 years. Yes. You come and tell Reverend would like to see you after church. And she will bring you to... Why, Kebziba, can you not do that job? Daniela, can you not do that job? All of you say, you can't do it. And when you come and I'm talking to you, after 10 minutes, Kayla will come. Your time is up. Time is up. You go. One day when I was beloved, dosing my wife, we were in church. And then my wife wanted to see me in my office. Kayla told her that you can't come. It's not your time. You're on the list. You are not part of the list. Hey! If you see the Kayla to small girl, if she says you are not entering the office, you are not entering. You can't bypass her. Kayla is the one that she counts church. She's able to count. This Sunday, we are 85. She count. She go to K church, collect the attendance. Go to I church, collect the attendance. Go to Y church, collect the attendance. And put all together. Can you not do this one? Phoebe, can you not do this one? Ida, can you not do this one? Is it difficult to do? That is an administrator. It's just a big word. They don't do anything there. They don't, some of the titles, big titles, is small work. Small work. Administrator. She's able to find out this person is not in church. This person is not in church. This person is not in church. Then she'll put the names together and then we give it to the telepastoring people and they will call and find out where those people are. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. You are called. You are called. God has called you. God has called you to do something for him. And you must do something for God. Yeah. Kayla, get ready and give her a solo. Eliana, will you give her a solo or Kayla should give us? Which of you is singing? Kayla. You see, now this one is saying this one. This one is saying this one. Before you see, no, I sack the two of them. Jay, they say you can sing. I don't call you. You go and tell them that they should give you a soundtrack and come. If you are ready, come. Take your microphone and come and stand on the stage. God has called you. Tell your neighbor, God has called me. Oh, I can't hear you. I say, I am convinced God has called me. Oh, I can't hear you say, I am convinced God has called me.
I am convinced.
God has called every one of you. And God has appointed you to come and do something for him. May you do what God has asked you to do for him in Jesus' name. Thank you very much. I'll stay here. May you not disappoint God in your mission in Jesus' name. We shall not disappoint God. We shall not relent. We shall not stop. Listen, we will serve God till the day we die. Till the day we die. The only thing that will follow you are your works. Are your works. Give me Revelation chapter 2 verse 2. He said, I know thy works. Look, last week Saturday, I'll tell you the story again. Last week Saturday, I was at a funeral. And it was my auntie's funeral. When it was time to put her in the coffin, I went there. We lifted her, they put her in the coffin. Then they brought a suitcase of her things. And then they were putting some of those things inside the coffin. And somebody lifted a dress like this. And the person said, they should add it to the things in the coffin. And somebody in the room said, no, this is too nice. I said, hey, the woman who came to labor in this world, her own cloth is too nice to put it inside the coffin. There are many things that cannot follow us. He said, I know thy works and I know thy labor. And you see, one of the scriptures we quote is, may your works follow you. He said, they that die in Christ, he said, their works do follow them. May your works follow you. Or I said, may your works follow you. Whatever God has called you to do, may that work follow you. May that thing that you came to do on earth, the day you are dying, the day you are exiting this world, may your work follow you in Jesus' name.